Shalom. This is Billy Bram and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and I really, it's too bad this is our last broadcast. I've got a lot of questions. I know the people have a lot of questions, but you've got a book here, and then you can get in contact with Dr. Gary Wood's ministry. But he's been to heaven. He's come back and told us about it. You could go on billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, and all the radio programs are archived there. As well, you can see him on the May 19 streaming that we do live out of Branson. You can see him, and he'll give an abbreviated testimony. But right now, we're going to let him finish this up. Gary?
Wow, what an exciting time this has been, and I just thank you for this opportunity. And please write Billy and share with her if you've enjoyed this, and consider doing what Dean and I are doing. We're going to be partners to help this ministry to reach out and do all that it's doing. Well, I'm in heaven, and if you've been listening all this time, you've been hearing what Jesus has been saying to me, but I'm now receiving instruction from him, and the way, Billy, that he spoke to me, when I say he spoke to me, it was like he wrote up on the tablet of my heart all the things that I'm saying. It's just like when God took his finger and wrote up on the tablets, the Ten Commandments, that's how it was. Jesus would speak to me and share these things, but it was literally like he wrote this on my heart, inside my spirit. And I've been sharing it for 44 years now. And I was there in his presence. And when you get in his presence, you don't want to leave his presence.
No.
I mean, you long to stay there because all kinds of things happen in his presence. And all of a sudden, my friend who had taken me on this tour of heaven, started off when I first met him there. We started 2 weeks ago telling the story, and I met him. He started taking me on this tour of heaven. He said to me, "You've got to go back. She's using that name." Now, all eternity rolls back, and my little sister is there. My body is leaning over the steering wheel mechanism, and I'm slumped over. She has already heard the paramedics pronounce me dead. And I always believed, it's in the book you have, and now we have the new book now that the people will write for. I always believed I was dead for 20 minutes. I've always told that. That's the verification that I received. Last year, a man named Dr. Paul House from Union, Missouri, has 3 earned doctorate degrees. I have 1. He has 3. One of them is in the medical profession. One of them is a psychiatrist. One of them's a doctorate degree of theology. He thought I was a phony. He thought I was conning some preacher friends of his. He hired some detectives. I then learned that the FBI checked me out to the validity of my story, and he sought to disprove my testimony. We have it in the book written. I also have it recorded, what he shared that I play when we have our services. But he only verified my testimony by discovering, after talking to the chief of police and the head nurse at the hospital, that at the hospital I died an additional 61 minutes. So that's well over 80-something minutes that I was legally pronounced dead. Now, doctors say if oxygen ceased to flow to your brain for a period of 3 to 5 minutes, you know you're a vegetable. Some people think I'm a little crazy, but I'm crazy for God, and I'm sold out to him. Well, literally, my friend says, "You've got to go back. She's using that name." And so my body, I just slipped right back into my body. Now, that's the first time I experienced pain, was at that point. And they rushed me to San Juan County Medical Hospital, Farmington, New Mexico. They stabilized me right then, and they began to do the process of rebuilding me. My face was totally destroyed. I have 100 stitches in my face. My neck was broken in 3 places, C1, C2, C3. My vocal cords were severed. I still medically cannot speak or sing. My larynx was crushed, producing suffocation. I have all this documented by doctors and speech therapists in our book. And I'm in the hospital now, and I'm lying there. It took 9 months. Let me just say it this way. It does not take 9 months to get a miracle. It took 9 months to get religion out of me and to realize that Jesus was not the great I used to be.
Now, you were not baptized in the Holy Spirit. You didn't go to a church that preached healing.
No, ma'am. In fact, my pastor at the church that I attended walked in, looked at me, and walked out and said, no woman will ever marry him. Well, I'm sitting next to a beautiful woman here that married me, and we've been married 40 years. And so, but that was his assessment. He would not even pray for me.
And you heard him.
I heard him say that. And so I want to tell you that you need to be careful when you're walking into a hospital situation and talking to people, because they may be in a comatose state, but their spirit's very much alive, and they can hear these things. And so I went through this whole process. I mean, tremendous pain. Even after Dean and I got married, I had a major operation. I was singing in a citywide crusade, and my nose just burst forth, blood pouring out. Had to go. It was supposed to be a 30-minute operation, wound up 4 hours. So I've had a lot of reconstructive surgery even since we've gotten married. But while I'm there in the hospital, as 9 months pass by, I begin to read the Bible, and I ask God to take away the denominational glasses that I was wearing, because I needed something. I was desperate, and I needed a healing. So I begin to read, and I begin to see it was God's will. I don't have time to quote all the scriptures, but it is absolutely God's will for you to be healed and to be whole. I got that down inside my spirit. I saw it. One day, I heard a song. And the song went, "He Touched Me, He Touched Me" by Bill Gaither. 2 years ago, Dean and I in Indiana, we meet Bill and Gloria. I gave him my testimony. I said, "Bill, would you sing He Touched Me?" He said, "Well, if you'll sing it with me." And I sang He Touched Me, where they make all the videotapes there with Bill Gaither. Oh, man, I mean, it was an experience. I was listening to that song. I said, "Jesus, what that song says you can do in my heart and life." And suddenly, Jesus just came into the room. Now, I told you in a previous program how he looked, and he looked the same way. And he comes up into the room, and he—
Nine months later,
he comes into the room, just walks in the room, walks over, touches my throat, and smiles, didn't say a word, and walked out. Now, he didn't come in through the door. He didn't leave by the door. He is the door. And he just leaves. And the little nurse walked in, and she had been doing what she'd been trained to do, and that's to encourage me and lift me up. And she walked in, and she said, "Good morning, Mr. Wood. How are you doing this morning?" And I threw my hands up and said, "Praise God, I've been healed." She dropped the tray. because I wasn't supposed to speak, and I couldn't speak, and I still can't speak according to what the doctors say, but I got a second opinion. Dr. Jesus said I could. The nurse came in and brought the doctors. Doctors started sticking things down my throat. They said, "You cannot speak. You cannot talk." I got this opinion from Jesus himself. He said I could. So I went everywhere telling everybody. First thing I did was check out of the hospital. When I got to the elevator, the door opened, and the lady said, "Going up, sir?" And I said, "I already been. Let me tell you about it, honey." And I started telling people, and I went everywhere, anywhere, one-on-one, anywhere people would open the door, I would tell them Jesus healed me and what he did in my life. And pretty soon doors started opening and got opportunities to share. But Jesus told me it'd be all over the world I'd tell this story. Well, I met my precious, lovely wife. We settled down. We pastored a church. And the people I pastored were God's frozen people. They offered up burnt sacrifices, Lucky Strike, pell-mell. And I just knew there was so much more. And so there's something had happened. I wish I had time to tell you, but I don't have time. You got to buy the book. But this led me to be drawn to Dallas, Texas, to the first annual Southern Baptist Charismatic Conference with Dr. Howard Knatzer at what was known as the Bronco Bowl. Through a mutual friend, I met Dr. Knatzer. Dr. Knatzer asked me on the platform. I briefly gave my little testimony, maybe spoke about 15 minutes. People stood up, started screaming and hollering. Everybody started singing, "He touched me, he touched me, he touched me." One woman, it's always a woman, she's screaming and hollering, and Dr. Knatzer leans over and says, "What is it, ma'am? What is it that you're trying to say?" She goes, "I know him, I know him, I know him. I'm the nurse that attended him the night of the accident, and I know everything he's seen is true." Well, quickly, to wrap this all up, I went back, got on my knees, lifted my hands up to heaven, said, "Oh, God, I want all the power that's available from heaven to earth for me, except speaking in tongues, because I am a Southern Baptist." And God spoke to me audibly and said, "What's a Southern Baptist?" And, you know, I knew I was in serious trouble right then to explain to him. And I yielded myself and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I got to wrap this all up to get to finish with this story. Miraculously, God brought me back into the life of my father who abandoned me, burnt my legs with cigarettes and abused me and my little sister, and I led him to Jesus. Then I had to do the hardest thing I've ever done, and that's when my real mother called me, and my baby brother was killed in a drug raid. He was a Hell's Angel. I've met Hell's Angels that knew him. He was a sergeant of arms, and I had to preach his funeral. And at his funeral, my real mother was there. To my knowledge, my brother never gave his heart to Jesus, so I think I'll never see him again. But I offered an invitation, Billy, and I looked at my real mother, and I said, Mom, you got two sons. You got one son that's in the coffin, and he's going to spend eternity separated from God in a place called hell because of his lifestyle. And I said, Mom, you got another son, and I'm standing before you right now, and I'm pleading with your eternal soul to give your heart and life to Jesus. And Billy, my real mom, who birthed me in this world, gave her heart to Jesus. And so my family's now there. My little sister, who prayed me back to life, she's over there in heaven. I got a lot there. Dina often says to me, Earth to Gary. But I'm on assignment, and it's real.
Yes, you are.
And I tell you, I want you to know Jesus, and I want you to know this be prepared to go to this place called heaven. You don't want to miss it. It's the most thrilling, exciting thing that you can look forward to and anticipate. And I want you to pray with me. Oh, God, without Jesus, I die and go to hell. I don't want to be separated from you for eternity. I receive you as my Savior. Come into my heart. Change my life. I'll live for you from this day forward, and I'll never, never, never be ashamed of you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Billy, for letting me share this.
Oh, it's been wonderful having
testimony.
You here, Gary. I want you to get that book. And he may have some CDs and DVDs of when
yes.
you've told it.
I do, yes, ma'am. Yes.
And you can get those things from him. Write Gary Wood Ministries, Box 1649, Sugarland, Texas, 77487. That's Box 1649, Sugarland, Texas, 77487. You can go online to GaryWoodMinistries.com. GaryWoodMinistries.com. And you can request, I'm sure, lists and everything that they have, because this is a message that the Lord wants us to get out right now.
Amen.
I know Brother Hagin told me, he said, God, before Jesus comes, when the age is about to change, he's going to have people who have been to heaven come back. And he said, you're to write a book. So I'm going to ask your permission to use you in a chapter or two in that book.
Absolutely. You have my
and,
total permission.
And these are going to be people Amen. That I know who have been to heaven.
Glory to God.
And quite
Tell
a few.
It.
It's amazing Tell how it. Many there people is. Through the years that I've met that have been there and come back with this wonderful testimony of a real place that God wants you to enjoy. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 for Gary's book, A Place Called Heaven. You can get it from him, A Place Called Heaven. And you can go online and listen to all of these radio broadcasts. Go to billybrim.org. The radio broadcasts are there with their dates and with Dr. Ward's name. And so we're so glad. I want to say once again, thank you for everybody in this room. Weren't we blessed? Praise the Lord. Amen. And shalom, shalom.
Amen. Shalom.